I think you're always happy to sign a contract extension. I think it's only a positive thing for myself, the rest of the staff, and you know, the club in general, I'd like to think.
Obviously, you've been at the club for 2.5 years. The club's won a promotion in that time. Clearly, you believe there's a chance for future success as well at Chesterfield going forward now.
I think in football, you must believe that you can be successful in whatever you're trying to do. We're in a very difficult division. You know, it's the margins between mid-table, playoffs, promotion. Obviously, the teams at the top four seem to have got away. You know, but the margins are very small and far between. So, you know, you must keep working very, very hard every day and be as positive as you can. And, you know, every club will have the lows, that's for sure. So you must important that you keep going when you get to them stages.
How vital is sort of long-term planning for a football club and sticking with the same manager?
I think you're asking the wrong person that question, aren't you? I don't think many clubs have long-term planning,
no.
Do they? I think, you know, today's day and age, we're all well aware of the perils that a football manager faces. You know, you just must get on with it and you must keep going. I've been very lucky at our club. I've been backed by such a good chairman and a chief executive and a board of directors. You know, obviously when I come in, I think it was a little bit of a surprise appointment. But I'd like to think I've won all them fans over now. And, you know, we must be on our game every week if we're to be successful in the division, because it's a very difficult league.
Have you grown quite an affinity with this club, Paul?
Yeah, of course you do. It's nowadays, loyalty in football is, you know, for people who played in my day or managers who managed in my day, and, you know, when there used to be sort of one club players and such things like that, them days are well gone now. You know, the modern day football is a completely different world, and it's not a very nice world at times, but you've just got to keep managing to the best of your abilities and in the way you see fit. You know, I've made a lot of mistakes in my time at Chesterfield, but I'd like to think I haven't made them twice. You know, I think if you keep improving yourself and you keep getting over to your players, their messages, you know, you've got a chance of being, you know, a little bit successful.
You kind of call a spade, if you don't mind me saying, Paul, and I get the impression that the fans appreciate that as well. Would you go along with that?
Listen, when it goes well for you, you're a good manager, aren't you? And, you know, over a period of time at Chesterfield, I'm very lucky to manage such a good club. You know, we're surrounded by such big clubs in a football-mad part of the country. You know, where football's on everyone's lips nearly 24-7. So, you know, we're all getting judged daily and weekly. You know, I really enjoy my football club. You know, we take great support away from home. You know, we're having a good season at the minute. And that can change very, very quick. You know, people aren't stupid in the game. So, you know, we'll keep concentrating on the next game and keep working as hard as we can. And, you know, at the end of the season, we'll just see where we end up.
Have you got the championships in your sights? Is that the target?
I've got them in my sights. I don't know whether it's the target, Mike. I think you've just got to be positive. You can get ahead of yourself quickly in football. And, you know, football is just a very strange game, because it can kick you when you think you're going well. And, you know, there's always results every week that shock people. So, you know, I think while you should always be looking up and being positive, it should always be with a little bit of a degree of reality. You know, we're very happy at the club at the minute. We're disappointed to sell Owen. You know, of course we are. He's our top scorer. He's the country's top scorer. You know, but people forget the lad's got an influence in that as well. You know, we must look to the next Owen Doyle and the next big sign and the next Liam Cooper. You know, we must keep making these players better, because as we go along, they're making our club better. And if you can keep running them parallel together, I'm sure we'll be okay.
On Doyle, obviously you'll be disappointed to lose him, but was it a good move for him, and was it a good move for the club as well in the end, that the fee that you got?
We want progression now, you know, and the salary increases that the lads can get jumping up are huge. And I don't think supporters know this sometimes. You know, when the wages start getting mentioned, it turns lads' heads very, very quickly. You know, we signed Owen for nothing from Hibernian. You know, he's been part of 18 months of very successful times for our club. And certainly myself and Chris Turner wish him the best of luck in the future. We'll now concentrate on the lads who are with us and keep trying to make our club successful.
Can you tell us about the new players you brought in then? Duffy, Carter, Lavery and Manny Disarow as well at Sheffield Wednesday.
Yeah, Carter's very much a younger one. He's a young boy, he's 6'2", left-sided centre-half. He's got a lovely left foot, a strong left side, and they're very difficult to find in the game today, left foot and centre-half. So he's a little bit one that we're going to nurture and knock around the first team, maybe get him some minutes on the pitch. But really pleased. We've got to thank Stuart Gray for our help with certainly the Lavery and Disarow signings. You know, we've signed Disarow permanently. You know, he's a little bit of a younger lad, but we believe that there's great potential in him. You know, we're very grateful to Sheffield Wednesday for letting us have him. you know, and there's a deal in place there that if he does go on and do well, help Sheffield Wednesday as well. You know, certainly with Mavery, I think everyone knows what a quality player he is. You know, it's difficult to get into Sheffield Wednesday's team because they're such a good club. They're obviously going to sign a player or two themselves, which they've done in the window. So, you know, Caelan just drops down the pecking order a bit. We can give him some game time and keep him ticking over. That could be a good one for everyone. And certainly in Mark Duffy, there's a very talented young player there that hasn't played enough football yet. With the injuries we've got to Gary Roberts and now Dan Gardner, you know, we felt the necessity to bring Duffy in as well. So we're really pleased with our business. You know, we hope all the lads can have a positive effect on us as a club. You know, and if they all can do well and allied that to the players we've got, you know, fingers crossed, everything should go well.